على سيدي ولدي آدم العربي منهم والعجم محمد المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين دعا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. It's a great honor and a great blessing that we have lived to see another Eid. And as we are witnessing this day of joy, I want to remind us all with a reminder from the Quran. Because Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Just remind, you're just a reminder. And فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Remind if the reminder is useful. The first revelation that was sent to the Prophet ﷺ was اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. I want us to go back in time when that first revelation was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ as he's sitting in Ghar Hira by himself worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angel Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him and says اقرأ, and he says ما أنا بقاري. So that time, I want us to rewind back to that time. And I want us to kind of imagine that we're in that city of Mecca. And as we're in that city of Mecca and we're looking around, we're seeing all sorts of evils. We're seeing people who have extremely corrupted beliefs that the house that was built by Ibrahim alayhi salam to worship Allah alone had 360 idols in it. That a man from the lineage of Ibrahim, who was the gold standard of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and exclusively, a man from his lineage would then go and travel somewhere and pick out three or four rocks, three for his own use, and the fourth rock he would use and worship. This was the state of the people of Mecca when this ayah was revealed. Also look at the state. I want us to go back in time and think about this. That there is, it's a common practice that people bury their daughters alive. And the Quran references this on numerous occasions. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ مَثَلًا ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. This is one of the worst types of oppression that we can imagine societally. That there's so much peer pressure that a man feels compelled to go kill his own daughter with his own hands. There is systematic corruption in that society where the rich and the wealthy are literally consuming the weak and the vulnerable and the poor. I want us to go back in time and think what a dark time that was. And what a dark society that was. In every way possible. In their beliefs, in their social practices, in their morals and ethics, in their financial dealings, in every way. This was a dark time for humanity, particularly in the city of Mecca in the Arabian Peninsula. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the first revelation to bring about the revolution that will change all of this and will eradicate all these problems, the first thing that is said is اقرأ. Read. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your master who created. That's the first revelation that Allah sends. He could have said, لا تشركوا, don't, you know, make shirk, don't do shirk. He could have said, اعدلوا, have justice. Right? He could have said, لا تقتلوا أولادكم, don't kill your kids. These are all things that Allah says in the Quran. But that was not the first thing that was said. The first thing that was said was, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. The implication of this is really profound. I want us to think about the implication here. The implication is that all types of societal problems, belief system, morality, ethics, all problems in society, the solution to all problems is one. And that solution is, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. read in the name of your master who created. There's a singular solution to all problems. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was told to begin with this. That's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says that أول واجب على المكلف العلم. He says the first binding responsibility on a person who is a Muslim, who is to be held responsible for their actions, is that they need to get a knowledge and understanding of their faith. That's why Allah says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Then know that there is nobody worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge is, you know, مُقَدَّم, it's brought first. Because the solution to all of our problems, in the house, outside the house, emotional problems that a person might face, problems that a person will face at work, problems that we face at school, problems that we face as a community, a small community, as a masjid, problems we face as a large ummah, worldwide large ummah, problems that we face as part of a society that's multicultural, all of these problems have one solution, and that is اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So as we spend this Ramadan trying to transform ourselves, trying to leave things that are haram, you know, we left our food and drink that was halal. That shows us that we can definitely leave haram things as well. We changed our lives in Ramadan. Our schedules were flipped upside down. That shows us that we can change our lives and break bad habits as well. As we spent the entire month doing this, for this change to continue and for this change to be meaningful, it all goes back to what? اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. This education of the deen in particular, reading and understanding and studying, particularly the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than anything else, that is the thing that is something we have to, you know, dedicate ourselves in studying. Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That this is a book that is blessed, Mubarak. When you read it, there is blessing in it. When you hear it, there is blessing in it. But that's not the point of it. The blessing of the book is not the point. What is the point? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So that they can think about the ayat. يَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. How can a person think about the ayat when they have no idea what the ayat are saying in the first place? What a tragedy of our times that the entire Muslim ummah, a large majority of the Muslim ummah, when they listen to the Quran, they don't know what it's saying to them. That a large portion of our young men and young women, young adults that are growing up, and they have no connection to the Quran. And we expect social change, and we expect ethics and morality, and we expect good things when this is the situation. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. The book is sent so they can think about the ayat. And once the thinking has started, once that process has begun, وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Then those who truly have understanding and clear minds, they could start to make change. They could start to make connections between scripture and reality. And then bring about a real change. Bring about a real change. This Ramadan we spent with the Quran. This Ramadan we spend changing ourselves, adapting our lifestyles. If you want a lasting change, brothers and sisters, it has to begin with education, and has to begin with the education in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just how to read it, that's good, that's important. Not just memorizing it, that's good. But most of all, understanding it. Most of all, understanding it, having a connection with it, where we could go and access the book. When we need help, when we are in trouble, there's emotional problems, we can go and access the book. I'll give you an example. Do you know in the Quran, the role model believer, the role model Muslim is not the one who doesn't make a mistake. He's the one who makes mistakes. But then as soon as he makes a mistake, he apologizes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. These are great people that Allah is describing. He's going to say that they have jannat. These are people, فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. They have done something that is immoral, filthy, particularly an action that is related to zina. فَاحِشَةً in the Quran is used to denote adultery. and having relations out of wedlock. These people have done this. These are role models. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. It's not that they don't do it, but as soon as they do it, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and immediately they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His apology. Istighfar is an apology. Istighfar is us apologizing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our mistakes, for our shortcomings, apologizing to the people that we have hurt. That is the essence of istighfar. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, immediately. The role model believer in the Quran, you read it from Fatiha to Nas, you will find it to be a person who makes mistakes and then apologizes for those mistakes. Not the one who doesn't make a mistake. Because it's not practical to expect us to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. To err is human. But what is expected from the role model believer is, you make a mistake, your ego doesn't get in the way. Your ego doesn't stop you from apologizing. It doesn't stop you from apologizing to the people you've hurt. It doesn't stop you from apologizing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the role model believer in the Quran. Now, if I'm struggling with life and I don't have a real connection with Quran, how can I access this guidance when I need it the most? When I've committed the mistake, that's when I need this guidance the most. If I don't understand these verses, I don't have access to this knowledge. I don't have access to this guidance then. And then it is a perpetual cycle of sin after sin. Bad behavior after bad behavior. There is a person who came to me and they said, you know, my son doesn't pray. I'm very worried about him. And I said, okay. Does he really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does he believe the Quran is Allah's word? Does he believe that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah? Because that's the root cause. That's the asl. That's the foundation. Does he really believe in that? Because him not praying, him not coming for Taraweeh, him not reading Quran is a symptom of a larger problem, of a larger disease. And that is, the base is not there. The base is not there. I'll tell you about my own personal life. When I was in university, and I was in my undergrad, and I used to give khutbas, and I kid you not, I still have some doubts whether there is really a God or not. And I was a battle, I was fighting constantly. Alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me. Once I studied the Quran, this became crystal clear to me. Of course there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course He's the one who is Rabbul Alameen. He's Maliki Yawmiddin. He's Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He's Maliki Yawmiddin. But the point is, that struggle is real. A lot of us go through this. I went through it. Many of my friends went through this. A lot of us struggle with this, realizing who God is. That question is an important question to answer. Is there a God? And what are the proofs of God? And what does He want from us? These are important questions to ask and important questions to answer. My elders, when you hear these questions, don't get offended by it. Some of us who grew up in the East didn't ask these questions. Those of us who grew up in the West, we ask these questions. That's how we're taught. But the answer of these questions lies where? In Aristotle? In Socrates? It lies in the Quran. If that access to Quran is missing, then the answer to these questions is also missing. We have to realize the gravity of the situation. For any lasting change to come about, whether it is on a family level, on an individual level, or on a community level, it all goes back to اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, and goes back to studying the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, the ability to study His book, and to have an ongoing connection, a perpetual connection with His book in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samir alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawab rahim. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. In wa to all of you. Enjoy the party. I have to take off. لا إله إلا الله.